to me were, do what you want in your life. Do what makes you happy. As I remembered these words, standing outside of my mother's childhood house, looking in through a broken window, I understood my mother's silence. This house, like the psychiatric hospital, had put walls around her memories, her secrets, and her silence. The walls kept the secret contained, and somehow it kept her standing strong. It was what made her tell me that I could do anything. After returning to my blanket, I held my writing book close to my chest and looked up into the big open sky. The same sky that my mother looked up at as a child. And I knew that my mother was right. Anything was possible. I don't know if when my mother looked up into that big open sky, if she thought about poetry. I don't know if she thought about what was possible for her life. But I do know that once she left the farm, she tried hard not to remember the awful parts. And I know that when the sun turned, my mum turned with it. In going back to the land that was littered with Grandpa Jeremiah's farming equipment, I discovered that the land was also littered with rusted memories that no one in the family wanted to talk about. Not to me, not to anyone, probably not even to each other. After sunrise on my last day at the homestead, I packed up some of those memories, and although the house called out to me, I didn't go back inside. I had gotten what I had come for, my mother's courage. And so, as I tucked that courage into my pocket, along with her story, her faith, her strength, her laughter, and her love, I knew that with my mother's courage safely tucked away in my pocket, anything was possible. And so, as the sun turned, in knowing that I could turn with it, I thought back to my childhood, how my mother used to sing to me, turn around and you're two, turn around and you're four, turn around and you're a young woman walking right out the door. And I think now to Kenny Loggins' rendition of that song, and it makes me feel my mother's presence.
Where are you going, my little one, little one? Where are you going, my baby, my own? Turn around and you too. Turn around and you're four. Turn around and you're a young girl going out of the door. Turn around, turn around. There's a summer place where it may rain or storm, yet I'm safe and warm for within. Your arms reach out to me, and my heart is free from all care. For it knows there are no gloomy skies when seen through the eyes of those who are blessed with. A summer place is that it's anywhere when two people share all their hopes, all their dreams, all their sweet secret of
Williams with his version of A Summer Place, released on his 1962 album, Moon River. Next, we have a summer favorite by many. If you haven't already done so this year, in Vancouver at Nat Bailey Stadium, you can see live baseball games. There's nothing like it. It's incredible to be in the outdoor stands watching a game. Having a hot dog and a beer, if that's what you like, or a soda, it's just a really fun thing to do, whether you're a big baseball fan or not. This song, this version I have, is not the original, but it is from the movie soundtrack, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, with Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly, with both of them singing. The tune is Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Please, fellas, we need you.
Nellie Kelly, the baseball game, knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they play.
Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said,
to Coney Isle, dear, we'll go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout,
and to him I heard her shout,
hey, take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, I don't care if I never get back, let me root, root, root for the home team, if they don't win it's a shame, cause it's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game.
Chase them all home, you wanna?
Yeah, we wanna.
Up next, I have a second radio tale on this evening's show. This is a new radio tale. It's radio tale number 10. The Radio Tales, installment number 2. Radio tale number 10. Take me out to the fairgrounds, Scarborough Fair, and carnivals.
This is Annie Roach, and as many of you know, I walk through my life reflecting upon the experiences and the music that has been the backdrop to my life. While my reflections have often included the early years and the teenage years of my upbringing, it also includes my Canadian culture, my travels, and my ideas about the world. Being that the music of my life has largely been influenced by my parents' Saskatchewan roots, and the country music they exposed me and my siblings to, my stories are often peppered with memories of my parents, of my upbringing, and of the musical lyrics, sometimes hanging by a thread of those memories.
In May of this year, many of you may have celebrated
May Day or Queen Victoria's birthday by going to a Maypole celebration. Now, some of you who are unfamiliar with the Maypole celebration, this event is centered around a maypole dance which dates back to pagan rituals in Germany, sometime around the 13th century.
drums that pulse on circles of darkness, moving toward the pagan sun, standing on the bridge that crosses the river that goes out to the sea. The wind is full of a thousand voices that pass by the bridge I made. I can see the lights in the distance coming in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing, dancing the walls along the source light. I can see the lights in the distance coming in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing, dancing the walls along the source light.
This ritual represents the celebration of spring and or midsummer, as well as the fertility for the season to come. The dance is traditionally performed in pairs of boys or girls, as well as men and women, all of who take on the role of dancers who weave ribbons around a maypole. With Vancouver now being a large metropolitan city, bustling with people and traffic and the business of life, I think back to my childhood and am transported back in time, when life was not so complicated, when the simple things in life were enough. It is 1973. The fair, which is located at Jones Park, a park which is a rectangular plot of land that spans a city block. On either side of this park is a row of houses and unpaved alleys. At the uppermost western part of the park is a rusted-out old swing set with rubber seats, a teeter-totter that goes up and down, various climbing apparatus, and a merry-go-round. Aside from that, the remainder of the park, which is typically greenery, has been replaced for the day with a makeshift fairground. And so my mom and me arrive at what is usually a playground, and voila, like magic, we are at a fair.
Sadder than sad. You're
The Ferris wheel goes up and down and around and around. The octopus goes around in circles, tilting up, tilting down, and around and around. Kids exit the rides, turn their heads, and smile. Let's go again. Adults get off the ride and stumble to get their footing and smile. I have to sit down. And then there are those who get off the ride, move away from the crowd, and bring up their lunch, trying to make it a private event. Rides, the thrill of a lifetime.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny.
I recall that the fair also had games, similar but simpler to those at our city's summer exhibition. There was the game where the player tries to throw a small hoop over the top of a pop bottle. And like all games at the fair, the task at hand always looked easier than it was. Yes, folks, step right up. Win a house, win a car. Looking back, I wonder if such makeshift fairs throughout the province was actually a ploy by the city to get children to beg their parents to take them to Vancouver's Playland, which opened in the spring and continued on into the summer, closing with the 2-week summer exhibition. My mother loved going to the fair, be it a town fair like the one at Jones Park or the summer's exhibition at the P&E. I suspect that aspects of the P&E fairground reminded her of being at home on the prairies. I wonder if it was the celebration that she loved so much, or perhaps it was the party atmosphere. Then again, it might have been the cakewalk. And perhaps it was the women who made the quilts and sold the pies. Perhaps it was that big blue ribbon pinned to the biggest hog in the county. Where people were happy, where fathers tried their hand at poker, where mothers tried their luck at bingo, where children went on the rides, ate hot dogs and cotton candy, drank Coca-Cola, and ate ice cream. Where teenagers got to be kids for the day, and where young people walked the midway, trying their hand at being cool. It was a day when people were happy. The fair, there's no life like it. Win a house, win a car, and go up and down and around and around.
It seems like yesterday, it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low end. And the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control. Till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. So many roads, I was living to run
a song that has become one of my very favorite songs. It is a re-recording and reproduction by Bear McCreary with vocals by Rhea Yarborough. The tune is Skyboat Song, and it's off the 2015 Outlander CD soundtrack, Outlander.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Mull was a stem, rum on the port, eck on the starboard bow.
Another edition of The Art's Edge. This has been Annie Roach with music and stories of our times. Stay tuned to Girls So Groovy coming up next. And now I leave you with one final tune. Here we have the original version from Eddie Meeker, written, produced, and recorded in 1908. Here it is now, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week for more stories and music at The Art's Edge.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Record. Katie Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad. Just to root for the hometown crew, every Sioux, Katie Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said, no, I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Players by their first name, told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. When the score was just 2-2, Katie Casey knew what to do. Just to cheer up the boys she knew, she made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Do you like